Hi, I'm Matt with Intergalactic Herald. Welcome to my StarOS Week in Review podcast. This is podcast number 63. All articles or videos mentioned can be found on my website at intergalacticherald.com. Please look for news recap 112. So just a quick summary of things I'll be talking about. One is an interview that happened on the Metaverse Nomads this past week. My thoughts of that. The past Atlas Brew that had some things mentioned, and then just end with some more personal thoughts about Star Atlas. So overall, it was a quiet week from the team, so not a lot of things to report. But before I get started, just two of my Star Atlas projects to keep you guys updated on. So one is my merch store at intergalacticgear.com. Slowly, I know I keep saying that slowly, but did do a lot of behind the scenes, or not, I shouldn't say a lot of behind the scenes, but anyways, did some things getting very close. I have a actual photo shoot of the photo shoot. Yeah, I'm taking a picture of the mug that I bought or I built. So that's my goal for today and or this weekend, and then have that done. So anyway, so if you want to check that out, I do have a merch survey. So the other merch that I hope to put on the store, you can go again to intergalacticgear.com. And the other one I'm looking to is to start a non-guild guild. So just a paid community of Star Atlas gamers that want to hang out, don't really want to hang out on the Discord, which we'll get into in a bit. But anyways, if you go to intergalacticcoalition.com, you can fill out that interest survey and learn more about what I'm thinking of doing. So anyway, so let's get into the bulk of the content. So Metaverse Nomads had an interview with one of the community members named Bodhi. Now, I had actually seen a lot of this discussion, but it was mainly in the Foundation room. So as people who have been around Star Atlas knows, we can't share what we read there. So it makes, you know, talking about it, well, can't. But since they had an interview and most of the main points came out, obviously that was public, so we can go ahead and talk about it. So apparently what's been going on is in the new Starbased, which again, as you've been listening to this, no, I'm not really, haven't played yet, partly because of the Solana issues, just couldn't even get started, and then just lack of time. And, well, felt like there needed to be changes anyway, so why start when something's going to happen? Well, anyways, apparently there's been some issues that a lot of community members are upset about, and I have to admit, I'm not really following exactly what the technical issues is, because again, I'm not playing the game, so I just don't know. But if you want to learn more about those, please do listen to the Metaverse Nomads video. Again, you go to intergalacticherald.com and it'll be in my news recap 112, where you can find a link to that. So basically, well, I'm not actually going to even summarize it because you should listen to it from them. You don't need my comments on it. But I guess there was a couple things that came out. One was that Starbase, the product, the game, is something that's designed by the team. And unfortunately, it just doesn't work well at the current time. And work well could be in different aspects. Is it really good for small-time gamers? I don't know. I haven't played. Are whales, the big gamers, taking advantage of certain things that exist in the current structure of the gameplay? Sounds like it. Are some of the other people in the community not happy with that? Yes. You can definitely take different opinions, be on whichever side you want. Anyways, listen to it if you're curious. But again, I guess what I'm, the only point I wanted to bring up is that the game has rules and those rules exist and they currently are. But again, we'll get into it. The Atlas rules change. So, but one of the other aspects that kind of came up to me that was interesting, again, there's always going to be differences of scale. And by scale, I mean, you know, how many ships you have, how much you've already bought into the game, how much time you have to play the game. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be part of the game going forward in whatever aspect we want to call the environment that Astaris is creating. So again, there's always going to be people that have bigger ships, more money to invest, make more money including. And then the other thing is people, because we're humans, are going to have strong opinions, but I think they're going to have strong opinions on both sides or multiple sides of any issue that may or may not come up. And in the end, to me, this is just like real life. Some people don't like it. We could say about religion. We could say about politics. We could say about sports teams, whatever. Not shocking that a video game has those same kind of things. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say about the interview, but I will go ahead and give you just a little bit of my kind of personal stance. And this is just me. I'm not trying to criticize any particular person or group or whatever. I'm totally fine with criticism. I think that's healthy. And I mean, it sounds like the Star Wars team is open to it, whether, again, it's constructive or not. But if the game allows you to have a certain style or do a certain philosophy, okay, cool. That's fair game to talk about. Nothing wrong with that. Personally, again, this is my personal stance. I'm just not interested in personal attacks. I mean, I'm not all, can we all get along or anything like that? But again, this is a video game to me. I know some people, you know, hey, real money is involved. Okay. Again, okay. You know, again, that's perfectly fine. That's your philosophy. That's the what you're concerned with. That's all fine. I have enough stress in my real life that to me, this is a game. This is my entertainment. This is my hobby. I don't need the stress. So, you know, again, following along with this, it's just not for me. However, I do hope that Star Atlas, the game, the actual game, not today, but the vision, the long term, is going to be big enough for everybody to have a place in it in whatever way they want. And again, we already know that there's going to be three zones. There's safe zone, medium risk zone, and the high risk zone. And those have different play styles. There's, again, who knows exactly what it'll be, but sounds like, again, the safe zone, there may not be combat, or again, it'll be completely mutual. The high risk zone, there will be combat, but the area you lose stuff in your ship, but not your ship. And then, of course, obviously, the high risk zone is the ultimate where you can actually lose it. So if you have all of those, I mean, a lot of people and a lot of different gameplay styles. I'm really think that's a great way to do it, to give options, partly that if you're just getting new into the game or really don't care, you don't have to be in a zone where even combat's possible. You could just hang out, and I think that's great. So, and to summarize this section, you don't have to agree with me at all on my personal stance. That's perfectly fine, but it's how I am, and this is what I think of a lot of other people. They have their personal stances. I don't have to like it, but I don't have to criticize it either, and that's just who I am, and I'm just in it to play a game and learn and things like that. So anyways, but again, that was a big thing the past week. Now, since I wrote those notes, because again, the Metaverse Nomads interview occurred on last Sunday. Wednesday, they had the Atlas Brew, and Santi was back from his travels. Then they wanted to kind of address a little bit of the community. And I think it was Dom mentioned that they had created a new Discord channel called the High Risk Zone. And their idea for that is, if you really want to get into, again, I'll date myself, flaming people. I know that's not what's called nowadays, but that's just what it's called to me. Trolling, I guess, is the word. Whatever. Go there. That the rest of the channels need to be a lot, not for that kind of thing, and they're going to start moderating better. So I give the team credit for that, being patient, letting it work itself through, creating a place where people did want to have that. And again, it goes back to what I was saying before. Hopefully it's big enough for all of those. If it's all in one area and you're not interested in that, just don't go read that channel. So again, I think that all sounds really good. The bulk of the Atlas Brew, though, was more about talking about some changes that were announced that day in the Star Atlas Discord. They were economic changes or gameplay changes. So both Chris and Chip, the two respective, again, don't know the exact titles, but pretty much the leaders, directors, whatever, of those two areas, again, economics and game design, kind of went through some of those changes. So one, again, go listen to it, because I can't summarize all things, nor that's not my intent of this podcast. I'm just kind of analyzing and bringing up interesting tidbits that appeal to me. So go listen to that, but and also read the Discord that has the actual changes. So one thing that was interesting that was mentioned, and I thought this was actually really a good point, that there are some fixed costs about having a game on the blockchain. And those, I think, again, were the account fees, meaning the Solana, like you do something and it causes an account to be created on the blockchain. I think like joint making a fleet. And then when you disband the fleet, you'll get the money back. So again, it's sort of, you know, it refund. But then there's transaction fees when you actually do things. And with the whole Solana things and now these priority fees, so the fees are becoming an issue. And it was really mentioned that it really impacts small players. But I thought what was really interesting is how it impacts the small players. So if you have a large fleet, you're paying the same amount of fees to build that fleet than if you have one small ship. So there is not a proportionate part of that fee. And the team did mention, yeah, I mean, that's just how it is. And so I think, again, that's important to realize. Now, it doesn't say that that isn't impacting small players and maybe discouraging them from wanting to do it or, quote unquote, making money doing it. But again, I mean, makes sense and puts it in context. So I think that helps. Everything they mentioned, that the total amount of Atlas emissions per day is going to be increased. Now, they mentioned this is a potentially good thing for small players. Again, since I'm not playing, I can't say one way or another, but I was like, well, if there's more Atlas isn't that going to just get taken up by more people? So again, not 100% sure, but again, sounds like a good thing, actually becoming more interested in exploring to figure this out. Because again, I consider myself a small player, but I don't know if that's true or not based on the size of my fleet. The other thing that was really fascinating that seemed like a big change was that Starbase upgrades that are occurring will be permanent, though they said they reserve the right to change the map or things like that. But I think this is actually good to add some more permanency if all the factions are spending time updating this and it's just going to wipe out again. Then I don't know why we even update it. So again, we'll see how that plays out, but that sounds like there. And again, there were other changes, but again, I just haven't played, so check it out yourself. Now, interestingly, before the Atlas Brew came out, I wrote myself a note, because again, I write down these ideas as they come to me during the week, is, you know, when will we get an update of Starbase? Well, obviously, we got it. So, are these the updates that now, hey, things are fixed, we're going to get better? Again, we'll have to wait and see. But I do want to give kudos to the team for making changes, and it was interesting to hear either Chris or Chip say that, you know, they've been listening, they've been thinking, and it takes time, there's programming involved, some of these changes don't come out for a few weeks. So I think the biggest takeaway from all this is, and again, I've stated it before, coming back to what CEO Michael Wagner said, is this is a pre-alpha, pre-release, work in progress, building in public game. So take all that when you get something doesn't work, either a bug or you can't play or the gameplay is not the way you want it or whatever. This is not the final product by any stretch. And so I think, again, we just need to realize what they're doing, not give them the benefit of the doubt, but that's what they've never said something different. So anyways, so wrapping this up, because again, there wasn't a lot of news. I just wanted to kind of restate to myself, but since I'm talking to myself, you guys get to hear, what am I looking for out of Starless? I mean, I think it was 2+ years, you know, things like that. And again, forget what the current thing is. Forget that, you know, Solana might be having some problems. That I am actually looking for entertainment. I mean, I want this to be fun. I want to play a fun game. In fact, I was just noticing I got an email from Steam that one of the games I have on my wish list, probably a couple years old now, it's 50% off. And I was like, hey, you know, for $30, I could go buy that game and start playing and probably have a really fun time. I can't say the same for Star Atlas. It's the same thing. You know, if I hadn't, you know, have ships before, or if I didn't know how Sage Starbase worked because of Sage Labs and Escape Velocity, Barrett Entry, I mean, even the Surge thing I've said before, that seemed really fun and now it doesn't exist anymore, though I think it might have come back for the weekend or something. So I am actually debating not leaving Star Atlas, but I'm like, do I want to have some fun in a video game? Maybe I should go spend $30 over there. So again, I don't know, but I, you know, I do want to have fun and I'm willing to pay to have fun now within reason. I mean, I'm not going to spend $1,000 because I mean, that's like dozens and dozens of games or some other experience. So, you know, I think there just need to be a proportional investment, but again, I've already bought some, you know, small ship and some other ones. And so, but the other thing I realized that I am kind of trying to figure out more and more about in Star Atlas is this kind of, I guess my concept, we'll call it harvesting resources. And again, I've mentioned before, I've always liked real-time strategy games, and they always had some sort of harvesting mechanism. You know, thinking back to Age of Empires, you add food and wood and stone and gold, and then you put those together and you train soldiers and all that other stuff. I feel like that's the long-term goal of Star Atlas, where we'll be doing that, and we have some of the mechanics, but I'm not seeing like what's really involved right now to get the next thing, because the next thing isn't something I can do. Again, upgrading a star base, okay. If the outcome is more Atlas, yeah, I guess, but just buy some Atlas, you know. So, and again, I haven't been in star base, so, but this is more of a general thing. So, you know, but harvesting resources does obviously going to take time. That is a mechanic in video games that you put in time to get something out of it. And again, with the benefit of blockchain and Web3 games, you know, you have a tangible asset that could be sold or exchanged, unlike, you know, in a different game where you just have this item that's locked in the game. So again, we don't need to rehash the benefits of blockchain games and Web3. But on this idea of putting time involved, if you put, to me, if you put so much time involved, that's called work. That's not fun. And I am looking for fun. So maybe in the current time, the harvesting resources is not fun. Again, haven't done it. So again, I'm talking without saying, but again, I stopped Sage Labs because it wasn't fun after I got the rewards that I was interested in. So, but in the long term, maybe none of this matters because in the future with different aspects, specialization and roles, things like that, maybe this is all going to be a moot point. But again, that's the future. And I've said many times, the future hasn't been written yet. We don't know. We don't know where the game's going to go. Things change, whatever. So we'll see. But again, those are sort of my thoughts on, again, what I'm looking to get out of Star Atlas. So I'll wrap it up at that point. So again, love for you to get involved in some of the things I'm doing. If you're interested in helping me with my merch store, please go to intergalacticgear.com and fill out the merch survey. If you're looking for a different community online experience that I'm hoping to create once enough there, some of the benefits, again, are going to be threaded discussion, email alerts when there's updates, not the chat interface like Discord, much more of, you know, asynchronous communication back and forth. Please go to intergalacticcoalition.com and fill out the interest survey there. That's it. Thanks for listening to me ramble and go on about whatever happened in Star Atlas last week. So have a great week ahead. This is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald.